Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Let Me Take You Higher podcast show. Today's guest is Gigi Luigi. He's our co-host, and we've got some burning questions about male and female relationships. This ain't your grandma's rodeo. Things have definitely shifted and taken a big change. So let's just do a deep dive and jump right into it. So basically, what we're seeing out there on the streets is that relationships between men and women are spiraling. And it's not just your grandma. The modern dating landscape has definitely shifted. And it's got everyone asking, why are relationships sputtering and dying on arrival? So let's take a quick deep dive into that question. Some of my friends have told me that it's high financial costs. I'm going to go ahead and direct this question straight to Gigi and see what he thinks about it. Gigi, do you think the high financial costs have anything to do with the way relationships are today?
Yeah, definitely has a role. I mean, money plays fine. Like, we can put stress onto anything, you know, like any type of relationship, whether it's business, whether it's like a friendship or anything. Right. Once you like, and in a relationship, you're going to entwine your lives together in some way or another, especially financially, if you're trying to get married in the long run, or you know, actually trying to progress with that person. And yeah, so I feel like absolutely, yeah, the financial aspect of it can basically make people like it could make one person feel like they're carrying the weight, and then the other person can even get lazy because you know they just end up relying on the other person to carry the weight. Right. There's so many aspects to it, you know, like. Money stresses me out and I'm single. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So absolutely. Any type of stress.
Right. And I think that's a great point. And from what I'm hearing, most men are still covering more of the expenses. And sure, both genders do chip in, but it seems like it's been the man's task to be the financial breadwinner, even if the relationship hasn't gotten to that point yet. Do you agree with that? Or is that a good safe assumption?
Like, yeah, I think it's kind of starting to shift. I think women are more financially independent now. I think they're trying to, like, I feel like a lot of them are more career oriented and like just society in general, just to survive. You need to have like your own goals, your own like ambition. So it's very self driven. So people tend to be more selfish in general. So.
Well, that's a great point. When I was being brought up and raised, I was always told that there can be no romance without finance. And now today we see that take them out unless you got something to pay for, because people don't go Dutch. If you take a lady out, she wants you to pay. So where does a guy go from there?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, honestly, I love taking like a woman out on like a night of the town. Just like, I like covering things. It makes me feel good. You know, it makes me feel like, you know, like I was able to do this for you. Like, it's like, you know, like the five love languages. So like gift giving is one of them. So
right. That's true.
Being able to provide, like, I do believe that it's kind of like ingrained in like the men, like the male psychology, you know, to mm-hmm. go out and provide. Like, that's what we're supposed to do. We're hunters and you know, we go out and hunt, we go out and get, provide.
And if you, right. And if you think about that, going a little bit further, that's a biblical standpoint. Men are supposed to sow and toy the fields and provide for the woman. And I guess the woman is still supposed to bear the children. But in today's society, women want to be perpetrated as equal in every way. We just saw the Olympics, and there was a huge uproar over the woman who was transgendered. She really wasn't, by the way, but everybody thought that that was the reason why she won that boxing match over there in Paris. So is that something that women have to deal with now, do you think? Trying to be equal, but separate? Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No, I definitely understand what you're saying. Yeah, I feel like in some regards, in like treatment,
right.
equality is definitely like 100%. Like, you should be treated as equal. Like, you shouldn't be looked down upon for just being a woman. You shouldn't be looked down upon for just being a guy. But in the same time, like, there are differences between men and women just naturally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even statistically speaking,
mm-hmm.
like, women tend to have more nurturing, like, jobs. Like, there tend to be more nurses who are female. There's more nurses who are teachers who are women, because their psychology is more geared towards taking care of people. They like people more than men like people. Men like objects, men like things.
Right. We're more materialistic, per se. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, mm-hmm. and absolutely. That's why, like, most of our interests are geared towards, like, cars. And, like, you know, you have people who, like, mm-hmm. modeled trains and, like, you know, construction and, like, building things, you know what I mean? It all comes down to, like, you have the men who have just tools.
Things, right?
Like, yeah, it's all about
There used to be a shirt back in the day. It said, "Bear me with all my toys." You know what I mean? So. Men always have that going. Yeah, you remember that. But let me ask a question. And this is, now, you know, we're living in inflationary times, right? So the cost mm-hmm. of goods are more expensive. So the cost of dating has skyrocketed. You can't just take a woman out for a burger and fries and it'd be $10. So what are women really looking for when it's very hard for a man to put that kind of financial restitute on a woman or on a date? And then have them never call that man back again, we'll say. What's the deal with that?
Well, there's risks to everything. Like, you know, like, yeah, could a date go bad? Like, could everyone's attention be completely genuine, you know, and innocent? Absolutely. And then it still not end up right. And, you know, you don't want to talk to that person. At the end of the day, like, no one's entitled to your time and your space. Like, just because you went on a date went bad, things, you know, like, just because you paid for my food, it doesn't mean anything. But
so you're saying that
time,
there are still boundaries, even though men are generally picking up the tab for dates that don't go anywhere. And, you know, this has absolutely been a thing. Men have come forward, and I'm not sure what they called it, but they would just take men on random dates just to get, you know, food and money.
Absolutely. And that's happening as well. And I acknowledge that that's happening as well. What I'm saying is, like, you know, that, like, there are genuine people out there where their intentions are pure. And, like, you know, things go bad. The date, you know, it's awkward. You just didn't feel it. You didn't vibe with the person. You know, whatever. He ends up being a creep, but then he's trying to stalk you because, oh, I paid for your dinner. Like, that's not, boundaries definitely need to be established. At the same time, like, if you're entering that date expecting just, for free food, like, I don't know. I feel like men, we got to be more responsible. Like, the universe itself is chaotic. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
Like, let's rewind it to, like, caveman times. Like, we had to go out there and, like, fight, like, creatures who were, like, bigger, stronger than us. But we had to, like, think and adapt and overcome. It's kind of like the same thing here. Like, we just have to be more tactical. Like, you have to, like, feel out the situation. Is this person's intentions pure? Or is this just somebody who's like, yeah, she's hot, but she's giving me attention. I'm just trying to throw money at her to, like impress her. Because at the same time, like, that's also kind of just dumb. Like, that's your responsibility for being stupid.
Yeah, no,
I mean?
And I
like,
get
that's
that
where
too.
I look at it.
if we break it down to the most common components of today's situation, the question I have is, how much is too much when it comes to the price of romance? Is there a limit?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I feel like you don't want to, like, as just a general rule of thumb, like, you're trying to, like, trying to think of a good example. Like, for example, like, you think someone you work with is pretty, but, like, right. You guys don't really have any type of, like, friendship or anything, and one day you show up with, like, a diamond necklace. Like, it's like, slow down. You know what? That would make somebody uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, like, but I feel like, you know, the connection is great and everything, going on a date, like, that's no worries. Like, I don't know, like, because things are getting expensive.
Oh yeah.
Especially
if you're putting forth that much effort, materialistically, financially, and at the end of the night, the lady's like, okay, I had fun, but that's kind of where we're going to leave it. You know, I got fed, you took me home, I'm out of danger per se, I'm not going to call you back. What is a guy's recourse? Like, what can a guy do to get that second date?
To get that second date? Well, if the other person's intentions aren't pure, then it was never going to go there anyway. Like, you should definitely feel it out, you know, like, cancel that shit before, like, if the vibes aren't good, you know, she's not paying attention to you, she's on her phone, right. You know, being kind of disrespectful, like, there's no, like, actual communication there. Like, going on, like, genuine interest in each other, just end the date. Just, you know, pack your shit, go home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't.
I see.
Definitely test the waters out more, like, intelligently. Like, right. Don't be so. Because, like, the thing is, like, the people, like, I always look at things, like, the universe, again, is chaotic. So you have to protect yourself. The universe is not going to protect you. So, yeah, so I just kind of, that's kind of how I looked at it. I was kind of just.
Another big thing that scientists are saying is that there's a fear of commitment. So let's just talk about the C word, commitment. It's like trying to get a cat to take a bath, I guess is a good fair assumption. And then there's many men who are dodging commitment. Why are men, do you feel, dodging commitment in today's society?
Honestly, I think everyone's so... So now I hate saying it like this, but like the idea and like our culture is more self-centered. I don't mean that like in a selfish negative way. I just mean like, you know, again, like I was saying before, everyone's ambitious, their career. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people are drifting away and I don't think this is a good thing. I just think people are drifting away from society. You know, like people are more and more introverts are like they're all over the place. Like I feel like people used to be more extrovert just because like we're societal creatures just in general.
Well, the irony of that is that the more you avoid that situation, the more you're going to end up with a string of, you know, things that don't go anywhere. So you're putting yourself in a deeper dive into a deeper hole, and there's not really a way to get out of it if you don't have a plan, right?
No, absolutely. And like when it comes to like commitment, like I feel like people like obviously, I don't try to use this as a blanket term, but there's a percentage of people out there who avoid commitment because they want to avoid responsibility.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, like a lot of people in this generation, there's like a survey, I had to like look into it and find it, where they asked a lot of people from Gen Z if they would like to own their own business. And, you know, a lot of them were like, maybe in the next like 20, 30 years, because they just didn't feel comfortable taking a risk. And right. I think like the thing is like, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you're not willing to go out and risk failure and face that, it's not just going to happen one night when you just wake up. You're like, no, I feel like taking that risk that I've been putting off this whole time. But you have to have commitment. And I think that bleeds into like all aspects of society, including relationships. Like people don't want to be committed. It's funny. People don't want to be committed anything, but they'll sign a lease or they'll sign
a year commitment and just, yeah, it's true.
But like you have to, you have no choice.
But the same thing, the same rules apply in relationships or even when you're just getting to know somebody, I believe.
I think times in general are just so unsure that people don't want to commit to like anything. Because, you know, like, oh, where am I going to be at 2 to 3 years from now? And it's like, am I going to be with this person? I don't know. Like people have trust issues. There's so many layers to that. Like for me personally, like when it comes to commitment, I'm not going to be willing to commit to anybody until I know for a fact that, you know, that like what I'm going to be investing is going to be worth the time and effort and everything else that I'm going to put behind it.
Right. And so you're basically going off of what they call the 90-day rule, where you don't have your emotions getting tied and invested in somebody that you're not going to know for longer than the 90 days. Is that what you're saying?
For 90 days? Yeah. I mean, like, that's definitely like a good rule. Absolutely. So like, definitely like, because that's another thing. People are so impulse driven, like, you know, that want and desire to have it now. You end up jumping into something, you know, hooking up, having sex with somebody that you end up, you know, hooking up with, having sex with, or vice versa. And now, like, there's like no chemistry. There's nothing but drama. And that's it. You just hit it and leave it. And then that becomes a trend.
Right. And then, and there are hormones in the brain, even with kissing, that they'll have your body believe you're in love with somebody, even when you're 100% not in love with that person. And it's a hormone similar to serotonin, but it locks you in for love, even if you just met that person or have only kissed that person once.
Yeah, I can see it. It's like a lust thing, you know, like I can see like how, why the brain would even want to do that, like, you know, from a scientific approach. So,
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And then there's a thing that they have called the negative past experiences theory. So what they say is, pretty much that you drag dead relationships over with you into new relationships. And that's a big killer of the vibe in relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, have you done that before? Have you dragged some old stuff into some new beginnings?
Yeah. I mean, like, you have like traumas and stuff. And again, like people, like you have that like notion, like the macho notion of like, you know, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else or whatever, or, you know.
right. Yeah.
But like that doesn't,
which does
that
work. Doesn't,
I mean, it doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, if you got to use it for what it is, but like you can't be like, but as you were saying, like you jump into it, you're kissing and like to get those hormones going. And next thing you know, like you think you're in love with somebody, you're trying to make a commitment and, well, you just made a mistake. You know what I mean?
And some mistakes you can't write off. You can't come back from. So
yeah, and you end up like, say like someone is a good like person and a good partner, but like you were like cheated on or lied to in your last relationship, and you're like on guard now. Like, you know, the person you're with before, like, you know, say you're with them for a year or two, like there's a lot of trust there. Like you were vulnerable around that person. Like now you're gonna be more guarded because like, you know, just naturally, you want to learn from your mistakes to protect yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you don't,
And that's the thing, because you kind of have to keep your guards up nowadays. It does feel like people are trying to play the game and see how far they can get without putting any emotion into it. So I think that's one of the main reasons why we're in a situation where men are preferring not to get in relationships by over 65% in America. And women are looking for the right men to invest in, but they want the financial security as well. So I think that's kind of, what do you think about that? Do you think that's why we're in a kind of a situation like this?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's just like kind of like naturally, like how things are, like how we are just naturally supposed to just be as people. Right. We're supposed to provide, you know, like, and I'm not saying like, people probably be like, oh, he's a general guy. Not really. It's just like when you look at trends through history is what I'm more like referring to. Right. It's just like that's where naturally we generated, like generally gravitated towards.
Yeah.
So I feel like now that you kind of like our society's like, you need two people in the house making money. Like you need to.
To the median, be able to afford everything. I think the median income, it's almost $120,000 per household.
Yeah,
that's without kids.
Insane.
It's
absolutely insane. How much everything's costing now, and like, so everybody's working. Like, you know, if you're trying to mitigate costs, then like one person's with the kids, and then they pick up like, you know, like they work part time in the evening or something like that. But then now your time together is limited, and then you know they start growing apart, and it ends up like being, I wouldn't say dysfunctional. I don't think that you're falling out of love with that person, but like it's distant because like you don't have that quality time. You don't take the time that you normally would and spend it with that person and like, you know, appreciate them. You know, right. What I mean, I feel like people's the work life balance kind of also has a huge impact on people's lives. Because
oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. I mean, going into the next point was it's a pressure to prioritize the career, right? In today's hustle culture, you got to have 4 or 5 side hustles. But where does that leave you to build anything with anybody special? You don't have time.
No, you really don't. No, like, you want to work 8 hours a day, you know, and that's like on the low end.
Yeah.
8 hours a day, you know, you get your 2 days off, and you know, it leaves like if you're smart, you're probably spending like 2 to 3 hours with each other at night. Mm-hmm. And you are, geez, I'm trying to think where I was going with that. Sorry, you think that you. That everything's fine and everything, and then things start to compile all these problems. And then if you're smart about it, you have like maybe a day or two where your schedules are open up where you can have a day together, but then you're usually exhausted. That's your, I'm going to relax.
Oh, bro, look. I mean, the minimum time used to be 40. I mean, the max time rather used to be 40 hours. That was the work week. You know, you very rarely ever exceeded it. Now 40 hours is the minimum. I mean, and you're not getting paid for those 40 hours, what you're worth. So
I can see. Not at all. And like with, you want to prioritize your career to some degree because like your goal is like, if I'm going to want to make so much money that I can afford to take off and spend time with you, but then you end up sacrificing too much pursuing that goal that your relationship like suffers. So it's hard to find that balance.
And then you wake up and you're dead inside.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Have nobody to keep you warm, right? Your corpse is all dead, but there's no one there to keep you warm. No, I get you.
Yeah.
But we have to have our careers, especially as American citizens. You are looked upon by what you do and how much income you bring in. People really don't care who your relationship is with. They want to know what your financials look like. And that's with anybody.
Absolutely. No.
I think one thing that scares the new generations off, I've been doing that. I mean, that's been a part of our generation or the last 2 generations for years. But I think the young generation is in a very bad bind, a really horrible bind. And they see that and they don't know how to escape it.
No, I don't. It's tough. I mean, like, I'm even like intimidated, like going down, you know, I just reached 30. I'm about to be 31. And like, it's like the only thing in my mind is like, okay, how am I investing my money? How is this going to end up returning to me in the next 20, 30 years?
Right.
Because like, you got to brace for it. It's like, I don't know where, like these last few elections, like, you know, I hate to say it, but like, let's say like Donald Trump gets elected and we do 4 years and he can never be president again. We put Trump completely behind us, whatever. He's like, he'll never be president again. What happens past that? It's not like, you know, oh, it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows. Like, there's going to be someone else that like takes the torch that Trump had. Like, it's going to be passed on to somebody else. It's going to you know, if Harris does 8 years, it's going to be somebody like wherever you sit on the other side, it doesn't matter. Like, it like you have to prepare for the future.
And I always tell people, because of course, you know, I'm a liberal Democrat. I'm not sure. I mean, but I listen to my conservative friends, the Reagan conservatives, people now. I even listen to MAGA Republicans. Everybody's welcome. If you have a good idea, you can back it up because we're all in this together. It doesn't matter who you worship, who you politicize, whatever the case may be. We have to figure this out for the next 20 years, not just for us, but for the generations that are coming after us.
So. No, it's terrible because like, yeah, like whoever gets elected, hey, great, Democrat, Republican, it's, you know, like, obviously you want your boy to win, no worries. However, when
girl.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, well, yeah, well, you know, I meant like your person, you're right. no matter who you are, if the person doesn't like put out what they're saying and like the country's not going in an upward direction, like it's not the other side's fault. It's the person in charge, and we as a people need to just hold our leaders accountable for their actions. I'm tired of seeing everybody, politicians is what I was trying to say. It doesn't matter who you are, being asked a question and asked, like, responding with like complete nonsense. It doesn't answer anything. It's not even like, it's
okay, that's a beautiful segue into what this is, because when you ask like the Republicans or even the Democrats, liberals, whatever, so what's your plan? What are you doing? They dodge the question like completely. They give you no policy responses. Yeah. Because they just want to get into office. And it's the same thing when you're taking mm-hmm. someone out on dates and you want to be in a relationship with them. So do you, you say, hey, do you want to have kids? Where is this going? And yeah, they dodge yeah. it. Yeah.
You have to make sure your interests are aligned. Like, that's what the dating process is for. Like, you know, you can have your fun, but you don't want to have too much fun. Like, you don't want to just be focused on like, I'm trying to get laid. You know, it's never going to go anywhere. But bro. Like you want to, yeah, like you want to make sure that, like, you know, like, do you want to have kids? Because if the other person doesn't and you do, it's probably not a good idea for you to date.
You don't want to know that 6 or 7 years into whatever you're trying to do with this person.
Because it's like, not... well, fuck, now I have to make a decision. Do I just want to give up my, you know, my dream of being a father or a mother for this person? Mm-hmm. Or do I find someone who's going to give me the life that I'm going to look back on and be happy with?
Yeah. And that is actually what focuses in on the difficulties in finding compatibility, because you got to ask the right questions. You know, if you don't ask, for me, and I always told my friends this, and I don't know if it goes both ways, but before I even have you over my house, I want to know what your sexual status is, what kind of diseases you may or may not have. And a lot of people are like, why would you ask me that question? I was like, because I don't know who you are and you want to come hang out in my house. You got
the universe is chaotic.
I don't know what's going to go down.
Exactly.
Either with a hand pistol or a condom. Dude, but you got to protect yourself both times.
You could be walking in your backyard and get bit by a rattlesnake. Guess what? They don't care.
They don't give a fuck. Hey, you knew what I was.
Keep
your eyes open. It's super true, bro. You knew what I was when you walked by me. I bit your ass. Now what?
Yeah, exactly. But
that's the same thing in relationships. You knew what I was.
You knew what this was.
I didn't
lie to you.
I didn't lie to you. But here's, and you know, all kidding aside, the situation is that men don't really want to be in a relationship anymore. They would rather just be open, no strings attached. Women are trying to find strings to attach to, and they're just going in opposite directions, bro. So what's a good way to figure this out that makes both parties happy?
I just feel like people just need to be, honestly, just a little bit more responsible, a little bit more mm-hmm. mature, like yep. take the time to like honestly assess what does the other person want from me? Because then you're trying to like build a character to fit someone else's like idea, because then perception's reality. Like, yes. You know what I mean? So like you try to act a certain way to get someone's attention, and then next thing you know, you switch it up and things start to go south. And it's like, well, you weren't honest from the start. So like, I just feel like people just really need to be like hone in, like, what do I want? And really come to that conclusion. Like, what do you want? What do you want out of a relationship?
And then you should be able to ask difficult that question.
Exactly. Have those difficult conversations, because like we only have so much time on this earth. And if you're spending it with somebody who doesn't make you happy just because, and like, I know there's going to be people out there who've been in relationships for X, Y, you know, like however many years.
Yeah.
And they're at this point just together because they've been together for that long.
That's you know, I know a lot of people in my life that are doing that roller coaster. And I'm like, you should have thought about that 20 years ago. Why are you waiting this long to figure out you don't like your partner?
Exactly. And that's where the kind of like the careers kind of fall into it. Cause it makes, if you don't really like spending time with somebody and you're at work all the time and they're at work all the time, you only have one day to spend with each other. It's easy to fake it.
Yeah.
That was what a lot of people have a problem with COVID, because they were stuck in the house with each other. And it's like, well, shit, no, I actually really don't like you. I really don't have anywhere to go. So this
I'm super, super stuck. I've got myself in the mix. Yeah. So, and here's the counterpoint to that, because of course, women have their own standards. But let's not forget, women have their own set of expectations too. Equality, communication, mm-hmm. commitment, honesty, respect. These aren't just words on a checklist. This is the foundation for what they say is considered a healthy relationship for them. But if the guys are on the PlayStation 5s and on the Xbox Series X, and you know they're really into that game, that Fortnite. Where do you get the time between having to work 70 hours a week to make your, you know, make ends meet, spending time with the dog, the kids, making time for your wife? And it's just, it's so much, man. So I don't know what's going to be done with it, but people just have to learn to talk about it before they even get themselves into these situations.
Absolutely. And when it comes to, like, you know, the situations that you just kind of like panned out where you're working all these hours and you want to come home and relax and like play some video games. Hey, absolutely. If, you know, you're out there and you're kicking ass and, you know, you're making money and you're providing and you're paying the bills and, you know, like, then absolutely, you know, but if you got to also remember if, you know, times are tough and, you know, everybody's working and, you know, then you got to remember your partner's just as stressed out as you are about a lot of things. So, it sucks, but like maybe use some of that extra time to find a way to work with your partner and making a side hustle or something like that to like take the stress off you guys.
Right.
Because like you should work towards those times of relaxation. You shouldn't like, I don't know. Like I feel like it's so easy to come home and spend 4 or 5 hours playing a video game after a long day. Yeah. But then you get stuck in a cycle of I'm just going to go to work, come home, play games, go to bed.
Yeah. This is true, man. And that's where we find ourselves a lot too, because guys need rest too. Yeah. Well, and I think that we all have in one way or another. So what I would say, I think our higher point of the day, and we always try to reach out. And when we do these kinds of topics and we talk about these kinds of things, we have to break it down and we have to have a higher point, of course, because that's the name of our podcast is Let Me Get You Higher. But relationships today are complicated. They're messy and they often are frustrating. But at the heart of it all, the struggle is about finding a balance between old school expectations and modern realities, between personal freedoms and shared commitment, between the highs of career success and the lows of emotional baggage. The higher point is this: relationships aren't dying because people don't care. They're dying because people everywhere are looking for something that doesn't exist, a perfect relationship in an imperfect world. So what's the solution? Maybe it's time to stop searching for perfection and start working on what's right in front of you. So that's the higher point for us, man. I do appreciate you, Gigi, coming in and those relationships and cardinal career sins that we do when we put too much into things. I'll give you the final word. Anything parting that you want to wrap up with this situation, this topic?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, everything's a learning experience. Like, don't look at it at like any type of end to a relationship or like, you know, could have been anything like that. Like, look at it as like a chance to grow and be better. Like, always try to advance yourself and things will start to pan out. If you're constantly working towards growth, good things are going to happen. Just hold yourself accountable and just be responsible. Like, don't think before you act. Like, as dumb as it sounds, like, if you're going into a relationship, you're taking someone out on a date, just make sure that you're not blowing all your money on somebody before you barely even know their middle name.
And that's absolutely true. And if you're out there and you're struggling, always reach out to somebody. If this has become too much for you and you feel the weight of the world is on your shoulders, there are people that are there to help you. There's a national hotline that can talk you down, because we don't want to do permanent solutions to temporary problems. And that's the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can dial them at 988. But thank you guys for coming out and letting us talk to you about this very, very pressing topic. My name is Mr. Villain for Gigi Luigi. We'll catch you next time on Let Us Take You Higher.
You got to answer this. You got it.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you got to give him that hawk too and spit on that thing. You get me?
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
When life storms. here toward the light. Let me take you higher beyond the pain. Where broken dreams mend and hope remains. We'll rise from ashes like a phoenix bold. In the symphony of resilience, our stories unfold. When life storms rage and skies grow dim, we gather the shards piece by piece within. Through tears and trials we find our might. Let me take you higher toward the light. Let me take you higher beyond the pain. Where broken dreams mend and hope remains. We'll rise from ashes like a phoenix bold. In the symphony of resilience, our stories unfold.